The 1855 earthquake and Governor Gray's 1853 Purupuruaki. The 1855 Wairarapa earthquake is famous internationally in historical records as having the most movement of land. The land was moved 6 metres up and 18 metres across, and it registered 8.2 on the Richter scale. It is the most violent earthquake in New Zealand's recorded history. We live on a subduction zone where one continental plate is going under another continental plate. In the North Island, the Pacific plate is pushed underneath the Australian plate, so that the tension between the two plates is causing a whole lot of fault lines. There was a significant movement in terms of Ruamoku, the god of earthquakes, and in terms of the fault lines that are here in Wairarapa. If we consider Ruamoku, then there are some things that he will respond to. Māori look at the natural events as being a response to something. While some consider natural events as random occurrences, we might also look at them in a social context and think about what was happening in the Wairarapa in 1853 and 1854. In those years immediately preceding the big earthquake of 1855. In 1853 and 1854, Wairarapa Māori sold over 1 million acres of land. That was about 75% of their land. We might ask, what triggered the land sale? Well, when Governor George Grey was set to leave New Zealand in 1853, to take up governorship in another colony, there was a Purupuruaki held in his honour. Purupuruaki is a formal farewell ceremony, and Governor Grey was familiar with its significance. As the honoured guest, you might ask for things from your host, and because of the special nature of the ceremony, most people would be moved to respond to your request. At his Purupuruaki, Governor Grey asked Māori and Wairarapa to sell their land cheaply. In return, he offered free hospitals, free schooling, and free windmills to grind flour. Wairarapa Māori sold their land cheaply over a year and a half. But we didn't get free education, and neither did we get free healthcare. We did get one flour mill, so that was the sole repayment on the promise, which resulted in the Crown purchasing 1 million acres of land in the Wairarapa for a cheap price. One of the fastest alienations of land, or colonising of land in New Zealand, happened in 1853 and 1854. So what was Ruamoku's response to the land sale? An earthquake, the worst earthquake in recorded history, right here in Wairarapa. When scientists study the sediment layers in the cores taken from the bed of Lake Wairarapa, they look for evidence of land movement to help us understand some of the natural events that shaped the lake and the land as we know it today. When Māori tell the story of Lake Wairarapa, we also acknowledge the reaction of Ruamoku to what we now recognise as Governor Grey's parting request.